Well, are you ready now?
Yes.
All I know is I just have to go back to my same when we first moved to Vine. I was 10 years old at that time.
Where did your family come from? Where had they been living before?
Yes, and it was in 1894. Exactly, 1894, we moved to Vine.
So you were born in 1884?
Born in 1883.
You were born in 1884?
Born in 1883.
1883? 83,
yes, I was. 1883.
Where were you born?
I was born down the country here, down the river here. Well, about 10 miles from here, right down the river in the country.
Did your family have a farm?
Have a what?
A farm? Did they live on a farm?
Well, yes, was on the farm all the time up to, well, in first place, there was a crowd of us. It was 12 of eight of the children, and I was one of the middle ones, I say. But anyway, I was on the farm till my father died, and after he died, then we moved to Vine. So that was when the Vine part started with me.
I see.
But it's quite different then, of course, than what it is now.
Talk about when your family lived on a farm just a little bit. Did your father own the land that he worked?
No, he rented a farm. He rented a farm that worked mules in.
What did he plant?
Well, he planted cotton, corn, wheat too.
Did
and
he?
Really had a good farm. And that one, so after he died, well, if I couldn't keep going on the farm.
Was he a pretty young man when he died?
Well, he died almost sudden. He was only 43 when he died.
Mm.
And they left us and left my mother in a bad shape long them days. There wasn't any money coming in much. We lived. We never went hungry and never went cold. So that awful wondered how she kept us all going.
How long did she stay on the farm after he died?
We didn't stay for a few months after he died. Just gathered that crop and then we moved to Bynum.
How did she decide to come to Bynum?
Well, there were several of the men that come there and met first and just kind of decide what to do. Because there was a big family of us and all of it like it was, didn't know hardly what to do. Well, we knew about Bynum, yes, they knew about Bynum. And it was a good little place to live. It's always been a real quiet, nice place to live, almost just in the country. And of course, the mill was running here then, cotton mill. And the ones that was old enough, well, I went to work at 10 years old.
So you went to work right when your family came into Bynum?
Yeah, went to work and I was 10 years old. And so the mill run on then. The mill was owned by the Odells in Concord, but the houses all over back over there then were in good shape. Now they are really bad. They're getting bad.
Did your family move into one of the houses on the hill?
Yes, sure did. Move into one of the houses over there on the hill, and we lived there till I was grown and married.
Who lived there with you? Did all of your brothers and sisters come?
All of them lived till my oldest brother married while I was there. He was gone. And then the next brother was off at school. So that's the way it went all the way down the line. So it was all grown. Now they're all gone, but I've got one sister and myself living, that's all. I had four brothers. There were four boys and four girls.
Mrs. Durham, did you do any work on the farm when you were a little girl?
Nothing more than just pick a little cotton, a little something like that. I wasn't but 10 years old, one quite tiny. So just like any child would now.
Did your brothers help your father work the farm? Or?
Yes, they did. They had worked with mules then. Mules and a wagon and the plows, you know, it won't like at this same time. Almost no such thing as a tractor then, no.
Did
not in this country.
Did he have anyone else working on the farm with him? Did he have any hired help or?
Well, there's the family. There's two boys old enough to work on the farm, plow, things like that. And like to say, they sowed wheat, made plenty of flour through the wheat.
And did he grind his own wheat? Did he have a little mill to grind his own wheat?
Well, it was right there by him, a real good grist mill, big nice grist mill, and made the grind the wheat and the corn. Anybody that'd bring it to him. I've seen it right down there where now there's trees grown, and that's where the grist mill was at. And there was two men running, and usually the yard all around in front of the mill was full of horses and wagons, and different carts and different things, bringing in the stuff. Yeah, they kept the mill going sometimes. They couldn't even keep up with it in the daytime.
Did they run the mill at night sometimes?
Sometimes it would. Sometimes it would.
Did you used to come in with your father to bring the wheat
in? No, I never come in with him. No. No. Time the wheat was ready to... No, I never come in like that. But the boys would.
Would he bring his cotton here also? Yes, is there a cotton gin?
Yes, there was a cotton gin here too. There really was a cotton gin then, and they gin all the cotton anybody'd bring in. Now, at that time, like I say, it's been a long time, but there's a lot more manufacturing here then than there are now. Because they had a blacksmith shop, they'd done a lot of work, because then there's a lot of mules and horses had to be looked after. And they had a good blacksmith shop right down there in the bottom, like on down a little farther was a cotton gin, on down a little farther in was a grist mill. Well, they done good work, all of them did. And then the cotton mill was right down below where, well, really where it's at now, but the one at that time burnt down. And it's been a new one built since then. But most of the houses that's over there on that hill was here then. But they were practically, a lot of them was practically new. But now they're old, they look there now.
Did you help your mother at home when you lived on the farm?
No, I didn't know that kind of mill then.
No, did you help your mother at home?
Well, yes, of course, I looked at it just like a young man will do. Well, I was told to do that, so I know to do.
What kinds of things did your mother do? Did she ever have to help your dad out in the fields, or did she work in the fields at all?
No, she didn't. She just worked at home. She didn't work in the field. She never done any public work. No. I had a mighty good mother, though. Really good. She's a good, clean Christian woman. So was my father. So I'm proud of my father and mother, my generation from way back yonder. And my grandfather was a preacher. My other grandfather was a real good man. So I'm really proud of my descendants way back yonder.
Uh-huh.
What I know of.
Did you get to know both sets of your grandparents? Did you know much about where they came from or how they happened to come to this area?
Well, I've been told that my great-grandfather Moore, I was a Moore before I was married, and then he come to this country, and when he come to this country, he didn't have anything in the world on what he had. He had tied up in a little bundle, didn't even have a suitcase. But he stayed here in North Carolina till he married, and he raised a family here. Well, then one of his boys was my grandfather. And that's what Maggie and I put.
Where did he come from?
I couldn't tell you, I can remember, save my life, uh-huh. Maybe I've heard it, but it's one of the old countries across the river, across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard him speak about him. I don't even know his given name. I know he was a Moore, and that's all. But anyway, the whole Moore family, me and all the rest, sprang from him, you might say. That young man that come here from this country.
What about your grandfather Moore? Where did he live when you were growing up?
He lived right down in the country, down here about 5 miles right down the river. And He preached at a different country. He was a Baptist preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And if they preached at several, the churches around here, over at Rock Spring, I don't know whether you've heard that or not, and a little church across the river. And several like that. Anywhere they had a calling, he preached.
Did he ride a circuit? Did he have a regular circuit that he...
Yes, he had a regular circuit. Yes, he did.
Did he travel on a horse or did he have a wagon?
Well, it was horse and buggy. That's all he had to travel with. And maybe some of the miles he'd go as many as 10 or 15 miles to preach. Some of them not that far.
Did you hear him preach when you were a little girl?
Yes, I remember hearing him preach.
Was he a good preacher?
Yes, I remember hearing him preach.
Did your family always go to the Baptist church?
They did until we moved to Bynum. My family was real, and we'd have been boys. We'd have joined the Baptist church too if my father lived, because he was strong Baptist. But after he died, we moved to Bynum, and the church here was a Methodist church. So finally all become Methodists.
What about your mother's family? What did her parents do?
They were Blands. She was a Bland rather before she married. And her father was during the Civil War. She remembered during this, her father went in the war, but he was what's called a deserter. Hunt deserters. And they said that was so dangerous too, but anyway, if that was his work, I'd ask. I reckon he was too old to go to war, I don't know what else. Anyway, they said he'd be out a lot at night hunting deserters. There was a lot of them would leave the war, you know, and they tried to get them back. But that was a Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And she remembered a lot about that.
Where did she grow up?
She grew up about 20 miles, I reckon, right down the river here. Well, all country people.
Her family had a farm? Was her father a farmer?
Yes, they lived on my grandfather, Bland, at that time, owned a good many Negroes. Before they were freed.
Mm-hmm.
But and a lot of land down the river there, but of course it all gone.
Did he lose his land and his people after the war? Did he lose all of his property during the Civil War?
Well, yeah, he kept it. He still lived on the same farm. But of course, the colored was all freed. But a lot of those men, women too, they had the good homes. And they didn't want to leave. Because first place, and that's been long now. First place, they didn't, you all know more about through history than I could know though. Because a lot of them did have good homes and they didn't want to leave because a lot of them didn't have. So there was, that, you know, that was bad on them though when I think about it. They was freed, but a lot of them didn't have nowhere to go. What to do? And colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so different now with colored people. But I'm glad they come to the top. I'm glad they like this with them. They deserve it. I'm glad they do.
Do you remember visiting your grandfather Bland's farm when you were small?
Yes, I remember both of them. And my grandfather Moore, he died suddenly. He preached at Rock Spring, they said, there on Saturday. Well, I knew about it. Along in them days, they'd have the business meeting on Saturday. Well, then Sunday morning, he was going back up there to preach. And he fed his horse, of course, there wasn't nothing but the horses then. But he fed his horse and went in to put his bucket back in the crib. And when he went to open the crib, he fell dead right there with heart trouble. So that was the end of him. He died suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Was he an old man at that time?
Yeah, he died in about three months then my father died.
Let me ask you one other question about when you used to visit on your grandfather's farm, your grandfather Bland. Do you remember seeing the black people?
I just remember something about them. I don't remember too much, no, about them. I don't.
Do you remember out in the country, corn shuckings and sorghum?
Oh, yeah.
Did they grind sorghum cane and things like that?
All them days, you see, I remember that so well. Long as we was in the country, when they'd bring up all the corn, you know, pile it up in front of their barn, you might say. And then they'd have a big shucking, gather invite all lot of the men around. And they'd have supper for them then. They'd all just have a good time then, laughing and talking and joking around that corn pile till they get it all shucked.
Was there singing? Did people sing songs?
Oh, yeah, they did. Just like a tribe of men would do when they get together. But I don't think they ever done anything wrong. I don't think they're doing things, drinking and cutting up lemon. And the same thing when they went to thrash the wheat. The thrasher would go from one farm to another and thrash the wheat. Well, it always have a lot of hands saying, have a big dinner. That's all I care about, that big dump.
If men got together and shucked the corn and thrashed the wheat, did women get together like that too?
Not much. They didn't get together in the cooking much. They just, maybe some of the neighbors right next to them would come in and help out like that. But not like the men.
Did they all just bring their separate food and...
Well, no, they didn't bring anything. I remember my mother cooking chicken stew, and she's cooking in a wash pot. No use to her having to have a big old wash pot out, wash clothes in. But she put about two or three chickens in there and make a big stew there in that wash pot outdoors.
For all the men?
Well, it would take about that much to feed all those men. That was one of the things they said they always used to have. Now I remember seeing them cook that so much.
Go ahead.
But that's a long time ago.
Right. How about quilting?
I've been about 8 years old on then.
How about quilting? Did your mother do any quilting with the other women in the neighborhood?
Did they ever get together and make quilts or sew?
Oh, yes, they met. All the covering by now, I guess the quilts are made. Oh, I've made a many a quilt myself. I made a many a quilt and quilted them too.
Would women work on them together? Would you and your mother ever make a quilt together?
No, not she made some that I had, but she died very, didn't. Well, she was in the 60s when she died. So I made a many a quilt since then and quilted them right here in this house. Mm-hmm. We've been in this house 57 years. Though, I mean, they bought it then.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I had a little house back up yonder on the road had built. Well, lived there 10 years, and boys began to get grown, like it wasn't big enough. So traded that house in for this. But there's been a lot, now this, my son owns this house now, and he's done a lot of work on it. It's the same rooms, same place, all like that, but there's been a whole lot of work on it. But it was a good house at the time we moved here, good house.
When your mother and your brothers and sisters and you moved to Bynum, what do you remember about that move? Did you take all your belongings and bring them into town? And
Oh, yeah. We brought them all to mind of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they had some pigs, different things that had gone on the farm, brought down over here to let that.
So you could keep pigs, and did you have any cows that you brought with you or chickens?
Any farm.
Could you bring, you brought pigs and kept them here in town when you lived
here? Oh, yeah. We lived up down to the very top of that hill over there.
Uh-huh.
With a three-room house.
How many of you were living there then?
There was eight of us and my mother. But my oldest brother didn't stay that long before he was somewhere else. But he lived to be, Eckamore was his name. He lived to be 96 years old, and he made become a mighty nice man, and he was superintendent of the mill down here for a long time.
When you first went to work in the mill, what was it like? Were you afraid to go, or were you excited about going?
I tell you, when I first went to work, they started to start the mill, well, in the morning, of course, but they changed at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock in the day, that morning shift would go off, and the evening shift come on, each one had to work 12 hours.
So when did the morning shift go to work? At 1 in the morning?
Monday morning, they went to work at 4 o'clock. Now, uh-huh. I'd worked on every one of them shifts when I was a girl. And then Monday morning, the morning shift, we'd go to work at 4 o'clock and then work till 1 in the day. The evening shift come in at 1 in the day and they'd work till 1 that night. And then the morning shift come in at 1 that night, work till 1 next day. They'd done that all the week.
When you were 10 years old, you did that? You would work that long?
Yeah. And they didn't make anything, neither my little on them days now. Oh.
Do you remember what you first made when you went to work?
First day.
What you first made? How much money you
made? Oh, about 25 cents a day. And I was a day, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
I was a day.
Mrs. Durham, were you going to school at the same time you were working at the mill?
Oh, I didn't get to go to school anymore. Sure didn't.
Had you gone to school when you lived on the farm?
Yeah, went to school. When they'd have any school, we went to school all the farm. But no, I never got to go to school anymore. I always regretted that, but I had to work to make a living. And what I picked up, I picked up for myself the best I could. So, but all the children finished high school, and some of them went to college.
All of your children?
And that was one thing. I wanted the children to go to school. And see, we had, Fanny and Seth, there was there's five of the children living now. We got four boys and one girl.
I see.
And I'd love for you to see them.
Well,
Lewis, you know Lewis.
Yes.
Well, he's the youngest boy.
Uh-huh.
And then the oldest boy had a strike here, I mean.
Stroke?
Yeah, oh.
Right.
Anyway, he fell and took him along. He never quite got over to it. A stroke, that's what I was trying to say, a stroke. Yeah, well, he had never come tried doing the work much since. That's been the other 2 years.
Do you remember your first day at work and what you did, what your job was?
At the mill?
Yes.
Yeah, spinning.
At 10 years old?
Yeah. That's all I could have done. I'm 10 years old. All the little ones, they put them to spinning, you see, something like that. But that wasn't bad. That wasn't a bad life. We had a real good life over down the hill. Every house was filled, and the people was all friendly, and it was all nice, and Mr. Luther Bynum was looking after it, and he wouldn't have anybody over there that drank. Anybody got drink, and they left there right now. Didn't have no drinking and cutting up over there. And things was kept quiet and nice, and it's a good place over there to live.
Did almost everyone on the hill go to the Methodist Church?
Yeah, all of them. That's all the church was here, yes, the Methodist Church. In other words, we've been here 5 or 6 years. Well, there was a church. We had that old schoolhouse down there. We always called it the old schoolhouse down there in the bottom light. Well, they had school there in the daytime, in the week. And on Sunday, they had preaching there. So they were used as well, preaching and anything in that line, and maybe a school teacher. When it's all school, it'd be school after the children. So that went on that way till that church, I think, was built in about 1898. I think it was just about that year that the little church over there was built then. About 1898. Well, just a little bit before I was married, and I was married in 1901.
Was it a brick church?
No. Well, it is. It's brick veneered now. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. And it's in good shape. But the place it's at is still bad because it's there on that hillside.
Was there a preacher there all the time?
It preached every Sunday. Yeah.
Did he live in the town?
Yes, he lives up in the parsonage.
But I mean, when the church first started, was there a preacher in Bynum all the time?
Yeah, the preacher always lived here at first. I've always been a parsonage here. And a long time, the preacher had 6 churches. But a long time now, he just has 1 church.
I see.
The young man. And they live right up there. Now they have a new parsonage, but they've been trying to get together the old one ever since the new one was built. Nobody don't want to have food with it. It's going to cost them less to move it. But it was built in 1894. I knew when that old parsonage was built. And it's a good old building. It's a pity to see it go down like that. But to say it cost so much to move it, nobody won't take it. And one time they tried to give it away and somebody take it and get it away from there. Then they not bought it. Said it cost $3,000 or $4,000 at least to get it away, so didn't do it.
What kind of, did you play games with the little children when you lived over here in Bynum?
Yes, all the children games and all like that, yes.
Do you remember any of those games?
No, no, I just remember we did. Children used to get together and play games just like they would now. But they want nothing then. Of course, they want no automobiles around here. They want such thing as automobile. And the rare thing you've ever seen a child with a bicycle and things like that, but they'd have little wagons.
Did you have much time to play, or were you really tired after you came out of the mill?
Oh, well, I can say again, didn't nobody make anything harder then. Of course, everything you bought was cheap. And they had a pretty big country store here, the company run. And then there's another little store around too. But the main store belonged to the company at that time for a good long while. And they kept most anything you want. And
did they pay you in money, in cash, or did they have some kind of script? Did they have any kind of company money, or did they pay you in regular money?
No, not they're just ordinary plain people, that's all I would know. And I never known anything bad to happen here, especially in them days. No, I didn't know.
When you worked inside the mill, what was it like? Did you have a lot of friends who worked in the mill too?
Oh, yeah, that's all. There's the pictures here as one big family. A lot of people say, oh, it's just about like one big family. There weren't so many houses over here then. Mm-hmm. No. This house was here. And them over there, of course, and the parsonage. But there are a lot of these other houses were not here.
Did you have time when you were working to talk to the people around you and sort of joke around?
Most of them you could. Yeah, they had a pretty good overseers. And they weren't bad, no.
If you got tired and wanted to sit down and rest or something, could you do that?
If you had to work up, you could sit down anytime you wanted to. They didn't have any. What water we had, so it was drawn out of a well and brought in a bucket.
So could you always stop and get a drink of water when
you
needed
it? And there's always that bucket sitting up on the big post place and a dipper in it. I can almost see anybody go there now. Take that dipper and knock the lint back off of it, get them a drink of water. And a lot of times, when they first bring in the bucket of water, that's when a lot of them would get the water.
Before it got lint on it, huh?
That is why, in imagination, almost see anybody take the dipper and kind of put that lint back, get them a drink of water. And didn't think nothing about it.
Did the lint ever bother you? Did you ever have trouble?
Oh, not nothing bother. No, no difference. No.
You didn't have catch colds from it or have asthma or anything?
That, anyway, I've lived through it till I'm 93 years old. And so I'm the oldest one yet mine.
Do you ever remember anyone who couldn't work in the mill, like they were allergic to the dust or something like that?
No, I don't know as I do. I don't know. Right now, I don't remember anybody. But most of the people were healthy enough that they could work. There's one or two that went to work a little younger than I did, but the majority of people, majority of them didn't go to work till 12 or 13 on that.
I see. Once you started working, how long did you keep working in the mill?
I worked till I married, about 8 years. Yes, we married at 18. I was 10 when I moved in.
How did you meet your husband?
Met him when I was a little boy, about 13 or 14 years old.
Did he live up on the hill too?
Yeah. No, he didn't at that time. He was staying with his, he had an uncle back up here, a doctor. And he was, in other words, his mother was dead and his father was dead too. So he stayed up there with his doctor and his uncle a lot. And you know, the first time I seen that boy, I was going on up the hill with another girl from the mill. She was older than I was, but she was talking and going on about this, that, and the other boy, and one thing, another. So I looked across the street there and saw a boy tying a horse to a tree. I said, well, y'all, I fell right out y'all, but I said, I don't know him. I know who it is. No, I said, I don't know who it is. I said, oh, I know him. Well, it happened to be the same one that I finally married.
What made you think he was so good looking over there tying that horse up?
I just said that just like a careless word in a way. But I thought of it many times. Didn't think nothing about it then.
Did you meet him soon after that?
All life will come up, you know, just your own life.
Were you sweethearts for a long time?
It was a good little bit, though. I was ever with him tonight and thing, yeah. But I can't say it's the first time I began to be with him, I liked him, and it never failed.
How did you, did he start actively courting you? Did you call it courting?
No.
No?
No, for a long time. Long time. Just like playing games, one thing and another, and then together, all like that. I never thought about nothing like that. Too young for that.
Right before you married, did you used to go to church together, or how would you spend time together?
No, we didn't sit together, but usually when I'd leave, he'd go home with me. Was old Adams. But I can't say, to tell the truth, I thought a lot of him all them days, and until he died. And now I don't feel like I've got a thing in the world to regret that I didn't do the best I could for him all the time, all the time. And he's been sick a lot. Mm-hmm. He hadn't been able to work a day's work in 33 years when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Been 33 years. He was 60, in 1960, was the one they brought it from the mill with a spell, and I fell out. Oh, he's sick in the hospital so much. But he'd get able to come back.
What seemed to be wrong? What was the...
Well, they used to say it was his heart. But I don't think his heart killed him. I couldn't tell you to save my life, but he was sick a lot and in the hospital a lot. First one thing and then the other. But I think finally, blood killed him. He got mm-hmm. to losing so much blood.
Mm-hmm. What would happen when you were a little girl here in Bynum if someone got sick? Was there a doctor nearby or?
Oh yes. A lot of times we had a doctor here, and always a doctor at Pittsboro. There's always been doctors there.
Would they come out to bind them if somebody was sick?
They come to bind them anytime you called them, well now. Like the teeth would come anytime you called if it was necessary. It'd get long in years, they do, but used to, there's at least one doctor over there, and sometimes two. And there's a country doctor back up here for a long time, about 3 or 4 miles from here, and he'd come anytime he called him. Or we could get, and part of the time there'd be a doctor living here. Not all the time.
Were there any midwives living in Bynum, or people who weren't doctors, but who you could call on to if you were sick?
No, we didn't want that one, but I did. No nurse, anything like that.
Lewis told me about a Mrs. Smith. Did you know Mrs. Smith?
Miss Smith?
Yeah.
I wish you could see her daughter in yonder right now, beside the Smith. Well, her daughter then married my son, and they owned this house.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she was a woman that, well, she'd just go anywhere, anybody. She didn't claim herself a doctor or nothing like that, but she'd help anybody she could. If she could do anything for them, especially little children, she could do anything for them, she did. She had 2 children of her own, and they lived right up there in that house over there on the hill. I mean, on the road, not over there.
What kinds of things would she do? What could she do as a nurse?
What would she do?
What would she do to help out people who were sick?
Well,
do you remember? She wasn't a doctor.
No, she wasn't a doctor, and she wasn't a nurse. She had just been one of the kind to visit people that were sick and do anything for them. And she worked. This doctor, okay, like I'm talking about this doctor in the country, she was a real good friend to him, and he was, and with him mingled with the Rice Martin and medicine business. But she never counted herself anything like a nurse. She was just a good woman to do what she could. That was her life.
Did she ever help any of your family or take care of any of your children?
No. My children's all, they got large enough then. But I've got 2 children dead, a baby and a girl that's 16 years old. I miss them both so bad. 5 days. Had bed in here.
Do you want to ask
him? And it breathed so hard all that time. And his flesh was warm that he didn't know anything in the world.
Yeah.
Anything that, you know, anybody that goes off in a coma, it's bad. They don't seem to be don't know anything anymore than they're dead, look like. But yet his flesh stayed warm. Definitely beginning to leave him. And when they died, it went off just as easy as anything you ever saw.
Well, that's good.
Do you remember what would happen when someone died here back when you were a child, and how they would treat the...
People dying then.
Well, if people died, what happened to them?
Typhoid fever was one thing that killed several. A long time ago, I'm sure you don't remember when typhoid fever went through you, no.
What would happen when the person died? Was there an undertaker, or would they?
Well, there was from Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
would they come?
Pittsburgh come up here and take the body. There's a place in Pittsburgh, of course, all that done. And nothing here. But the body was always carried to Pittsburgh.
When you had your children, who helped you have your children? Did the doctor come, or? Would your mother help you deliver your children when you were?
No, there was always a doctor.
The doctor would always come?
Yeah, never. There was always the doctor when anything like that.
Did you have all your children at home?
Yeah, one of them. No, I never went to hospital with one of them.
Did you ever have any trouble, or was it always?
No, not anything special, no. No, I never did. Not anything special.
When you're...
all of them respond all right, and well,
you said
five
you,
of them living.
You said you had one baby who died. What
yes,
did
I did. Our first baby died.
What did the baby die of? Was it real young when it died?
Yes, it was 6 months old. It wasn't right from the start. That was right. That was right. And I don't think it'd have been right if it had lived. But my daughter and I was, and she had pneumonia.
Did the doctor come when your daughter had pneumonia?
Yeah.
Mrs. Durham, was that usual? Did most families have at least one baby who died in the family?
Yeah, well, yes, there was a lot of families she had a baby to die. I don't know why. How? But this baby of ours won't ride. It won't ride from the first. He had screaming spells.
Hmm.
About two spells a week. He'd get him quiet.
Was your mother with you most of the time when you were raising your children?
Yes, she was close by. She'd help me. Oh, she helped me. Well, I was with the children as long as she lived, but. She was 65 when she died. Well, all the children were here then, all but one.
Had your mother gone to work in the mill when she first came to Bynum?
No, she never did work in the mill.
She didn't work in the mill.
No.
Did she keep the house and
she
cook
kept
the
house,
food? And
she had several children.
Mm-hmm.
And no, she never did work in the mill.
When your older brother started leaving home to go away and get married, did anyone else come to live in your house? Did
no,
you ever
no,
take
no,
anyone else
no,
in?
No. Well, he was 19 years old when the father died. And he taken hold to help out the family all he could. I feel like he done the very best he could. And then later on, he helped some of the boys through school.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he'd taken the place as well as he could. He married a real nice girl, and they just had one child. And she lived to be, and then dead long. I don't know if this was Elizabeth Moore.
When your brother became superintendent of the mill, how long had he been working in the mill before they promoted him to be superintendent?
Oh, not long. Not long.
He was still a real young man.
He was grown. He was grown, but he wasn't married. But the man that was the superintendent, the man that was superintendent here, that was one of the Bynums, Henry Bynum, we called him. Well, that's told him to my brother Edgar. Says, now if you come down there and work through the mill, start at the first, he's grown. And said, learn the machinery. When you get through with it, says, I'll put you overseer. Well, that's what he did. He put him overseer then, and he was overseer then for several years before becoming the superintendent.
Was that when you were still working in the mill?
No. Oh, yes. When he went to work in the mill, I was, yes. Yeah, I was.
Were there any rules in the mill that you had to obey? What if you were late?
Well, of course they had some rules, but not bad, not bad.
What if you were late for work? What would happen?
Well, they had long hours, and you had to go through them long hours, and all the time.
Was there any kind of whistle that blew when the shift changed?
Yes, there was. They had a bell down there. Yes, a ring if it was leaving or coming and changing anything. And they had a whistle through the. They had, of course, they just head up. They had them down below there, the boiler room, they called it. And the mill was head up by that for a long time.
Could you hear the whistle if you were in your house?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we could hear the whistle of the bell either.
And that's how you knew when it was time to go to work?
That's how. They'd usually ring the bell or something like that about 10 minutes before changing time. Yeah. Yeah, we knew all those rules, then knew it. Everybody, and this. The mill run regular then, night and day, all the time. But that mill burnt down. It was real nice wooden mill, though it won't break.
When did it burn down?
About 1918, somewhere along there.
Do you remember?
I've been there some bit.
Do you remember the day it burned down?
Yeah, it burned down on Sunday, but I don't remember the day.
No, I mean, what was it? Do you remember when it happened?
Well, it happened, yeah. There was a storm on that evening, summertime, and lightning struck it. That ball of lightning went right through that mill, just set it fires and went up his sister's cotton. It sure did. That was curiosity. And the mill burnt down that evening.
No one was working in the mill on Sunday.
No, the mill wasn't running. Wasn't anything going on. A watchman was down there. There was a watchman always looking after things, day and night.
Did they ever run a shift on Sunday?
No, never did work here on Sunday, no.
When would you quit on Saturday afternoon?
The evening shift would quit 10 o'clock Saturday night. I've worked every shift I had.
When did they start putting on three shifts? Did they?
Oh, they never did have three shifts here then. There was just two shifts. Mm-hmm. But each shift worked 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And kept the mill running. They kept the mill running at that time unless something stopped it. They started up Monday morning and they run till 10 o'clock Saturday night. Except 30 minutes at breakfast and 30 minutes at supper.
Did you go home and eat breakfast and go home and eat
supper? Yeah, go home and eat breakfast and go home and eat supper. And that's all it stood unless it had to.
Did you work all of the time except the 30 minutes? Did you get any other kind of rest time?
No. That's all. Like I say, when we moved to Bynum, I was on what they call a morning shift. And at 12:30 at night, a watchman would come around, knock on the door, wake you up. Mm-hmm. Wake up, well, you'd get up then, get ready, mm-hmm. get down there about 1 o'clock at night. And you worked at one the next day. And that's the way it went for a long, long time.
Then when you came home, would you go to sleep? And
go to bed. Come on, yes, we'd go to sleep. We usually sleep in the evening Sunday and then go to sleep. But sleep won't like it, yes, all night, of course. I remember all them days.
Did your brothers and sisters all work different shifts?
Yeah.
So some of you were home at some time?
Some of them was different.
Did you all eat dinner together? Could you all come together for dinner?
It was when it was there they did. You see, there may be one shift eating before the others did. One that was doing the cooking, looking after that, they know they couldn't all eat at once.
Were there any boarding houses up on the hill? Did anyone run a boarding house?
Yes, they did. There's a lot of boarders here along then, because the mill was run by what was over there. Now they're scattered around. They come from the country and Pittsburgh and all around that work down there. But at that time, everybody that worked come off the hill up there. Because it's in good shape, the houses in good fix, and most of them was big families.
Do you remember anyone who ran a boarding house, or did boarders tend to live with families?
Yes, but they boarded with one of those special boarding house. If it's just anybody, they could take another one, or they'd take them. Girls or boys. My mother boarded several long last days anyway. Not when we was all at home, no. But before she died, she had several boarders.
Where would the boarders usually come from? Did they come from the country?
Anywhere. Didn't have a family here.
Were some of them young girls, or were most of them?
Yes, a lot. The majority was young. Didn't any old people work here then? No.
Were they men or women boarders?
Yeah, the women, some of the women kept cooks, much less worked in public work at that time. You could get a nigger to work for you all a month for $5. My mother never hired any of them, because she done her own work. But some of them did.
If some of them had to work in the mill, would they have a black woman at home to cook?
They didn't even work in the mill.
Oh, they just would have someone to cook.
Yeah, they just had a big family and had somebody to help them.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and I know several families done that. They had a big family. And like I say, they could get help from almost nothing. And felt like they was able to do it, and they did.
How did people do their washing when you lived on the hill?
Oh, it was washed by hand for many years. Even after I moved down here, we didn't have no electricity, didn't have no washing machines. We've been down here in this house some little bit, other than the electric power that you could get. They didn't have electric power at the mill for a long time. They made their own power.
How did your mother do her washing?
Well, she washed herself with tubs and board, wash pot. Yeah, that's where everybody washed then, on the other way to wash. And I was used to it, didn't think anything about it.
Were there any women in town who took in washing? Was there a washerwoman in town?
Yeah, a lot of colored women had come in here and wash. You could get a woman to wash 25 cents.
But they'd come to your house
and
do the washing?
Yeah, they'd come to your house and wash and hang the clothes out. But Lord, if one day any of them want to think they ever done now. Because colored people are all so different now. Ever see one of them?
When women had a small baby, would they nurse it? How long would they nurse it?
Oh, yes, they nursed the baby as long as they thought it necessary.
How long was that?
And some of them, of course, some women couldn't. They'd have to use a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And we had doctors, anytime you wanted a doctor, for a baby or anybody else. And some babies was raised on a bottle, but...
About how long would they usually nurse a baby?
Anywhere from a year to 2 years. And there's a lot of want to. That's our business.
When you first got married, where did you and your husband live?
Well, we'd been married about a month. Went to keeping house, and the house started back up here now. The house standing there now. At that time, there's two rooms. Well, he had a brother. Well, I say, he was younger than him. His mother was dead, and his father was dead, and was left nowhere. So when we went to keeping house, he went with us.
Mm.
And he stayed with us then. Till he got grown, just as one of the family, and married.
You said you got married in 1901?
Yes, it did.
How was your, did you have a wedding?
No, just married at home. No, there's a magistrate, there's a man now who lived across, close to us, from the Stapwater. So he was a magistrate. He come out there and married us one Sunday morning.
I see.
House was full.
Did all the relatives come?
So many relatives, just friends come in. Though. So after the marriage, went to ride, got a horse and buggy from Pittsburgh. Now that's another thing. It's on that hill over there at Pittsburgh, from the liver staple. Anybody had found them. Anytime they wanted a horse, a buggy, several wanted a hat, he'd send it over here. And of course, you paid him, come back after it. Well, that was real nice all along the years. I've been in a buggy like that, and I've been in them for several going together, and they get maybe six or eight. Anywhere from four to six, a hat that we carried that man in.
When
and
you
spend a day anywhere you wanted to.
So on your wedding day, you went out and rode?
Just went out to ride, that's all.
Did you ride all day or?
No, I didn't. Come back then and it done at his aunt's, right around Pittsburgh. He had two of his mother's sisters lived over there.
Did they sort of
so
have?
So we stayed there for about a month, went to keep an eye out.
I see.
I've got one, I tell the children and sometimes, got one chair here that we went to keep an house with. And that's the only thing in the house that.
Which one is
and
it?
And it's all right, it's in there now. It's all right. She gave $2 for it. A good little rocking chair, a good strong little rocking chair. I told him, so yeah, that'd be some. I said, that's what I rocked all the babies in.
Mm-hmm.
We had, and at that time we used cradles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever seen a cradle, and I didn't want but I wouldn't have taken anything from a cradle. At that time, the man went to the store down there, they kept furniture here.
Mm-hmm.
Even took caskets if you wanted.
Did someone in town make furniture?
Yeah, so he went to the store and got a, bought a cradle and a high chair.
How long after you were married did you have your first baby? Were you?
Well, it was about 12 months. I don't remember exactly, but it was about 12 months. Yeah. And then most all of them, must have been 2 years between them. I had four little boys one time, and the oldest one couldn't go to school. Like a few months of being old enough to go to school.
Boy, that must have kept you busy.
That's what kept anybody home.
Did your husband work in the mill at
yeah,
that time?
Yeah, he worked. Well, he was overseas at that time.
I see.
He became the oldest by the time. Devil was a superintendent, but he was overseas, been there for a long time. And then I had two boys that done the same thing. The oldest boy, not the oldest, Juanita, one that lives here now. He's superintendent of the mill now a long time.
What's his name?
Frank.
Did your husband and your brother Edgar work together a lot in the mill?
No, both. Part of the time they did, yes, part of the time. Not most of the time, though. My husband didn't quit. Done was sick and wasn't able to work a lot of the time. That he was superintendent, that Frank was superintendent.
Mrs. Durham, when the mill burned down, did you think about leaving Bynum? What did your husband think about that?
Well,
were you afraid or?
When the mill burnt down, that I was a shock to the place. Now, that's true. But some of them moved away from here. Several families left here and went to Durham. And most of them went to Durham from here. That left, and that pretty quick they begin to clean things away from down there, getting ready for another one. Any of the men that wanted to could work down there, and things like that. So it was just about 12 months, and they had another mill ready to run. The mill was running now.
Did your husband talk about maybe leaving Bynum?
No.
Never
he
fun.
Didn't want to leave. I had a job offer to him two or three times. Well, he'd had to move. We done owned our little house up here that time. And so he didn't want to leave. We had several children. Stayed on here. Made it all right.
Mm-hmm.
We never had to have, well, when he wanted to have some money when he died, wanted to have some money, I say when he needed it. And oh my, he was in the hospital so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never had another, thinking he'd been so long since he'd made any money, except to have a little land and he'd sell a lot. He sold several lots off of that. So, there's still money in the bank now that he had put in there. And Frank oldest boy, not oldest boy, my oldest boy lived out here. He would have, but he had that stroke, you know, that affected him a lot. So then the next boy, Frank, is a mighty studied good man, if he is my boy. So he looks after all the business. Lewis will tell you that.
Right.
But now I think all four of the boys are good.
You didn't have a favorite?
They don't drink, they don't run around, they don't gamble, they don't do none of those bad things.
You didn't have a favorite boy?
Of the boys?
Yeah, did you have a favorite?
I wouldn't say so, no, because I love them all. And they've all been mighty nice, and through Mammy's sickness and his death, and all. I got one boy, little Jeff. Vernon lives right down here. And Vernon, Carrie's oldest, and Frank, and Vernon, and Lewis, he's youngest, and there's one girl, she works in the mill.
She still does?
She still does. She came along and she and her husband separated a long time ago and left over three children. And now she has 10 grandchildren.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Does she live in Bynum?
Yes, she lives right down here in this house, right below this one.
She owns
that house down there. Yeah.
What does she do in the mill?
She winds.
What's her name?
You wouldn't know anything about that, don't rank it anyway.
Is the mill running now? Is it?
Yeah, it's running. It's running today. It didn't yesterday on account of taking inventory, but it's running right now. She's at work right now.
I see.
What is her name?
Florence.
Florence?
Florence Couple. She never married anymore. He lives at Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
But she's had one boy and two girls. So she lives with one of them, the girls, and his family. Her family. They all, so all the grandchildren are school age.
Lewis told me that a little bit after the new mill was built, a lot of new families came in here from all over. They brought in a lot of new people. Do you remember that? After the mill burned down, and then there was a new mill.
Yes. Yes.
Where did the people come?
More people come in, yes, as they needed them at the mill. Of course, they started up the mill with just a little one. And they kept accumulating, getting on. So they run a good business down there now. But the people that's got it now has just got it leased.
Uh-huh.
So the company.
When a new person would come into town, would the company tell them where to live? Where they'd find it?
If they had a house vacant, they'll always have to know that there was a vacant house, or if they could move in, and they've changed houses a lot over there, anything. Just like almost used to be, especially. I don't know much about it personally now, because I'm not over there now, never, hardly ever.
Manuscripts Department at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Preservation Master, number PM1738, Continuing Source Recording from the Southern Historical Collection, number 4007, H-66, Tape 1 of 1, Continuing Side B.
Where did they find it?
If they had a house vacant, they'll always have to know that there was a vacant house, or if they could move in, and they've changed houses a lot over there, anything. Just like almost used to be, especially. I don't know much about it personally now, because I'm not over there now, never, hardly ever. But it was a good place to live when I was a girl. I enjoyed it. I worked, didn't get to go around like they do now. Didn't get to dress like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
But I had new dresses, new hats.
What did you?
That day and time, the girls wore hats, church.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it now.
What did you wear to work? What kind of clothing
did
you wear?
Yeah. I just wore dresses. Then that's, well,
What did you usually do with the money that you made?
When I was at the mill. Well, I done most everything down there. I first started off spinning. Then all my last work down there was what's called spooling.
What is that? What do you do when you spool?
Spooling.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, the bobbins will be carried from the spinning frame there, and it was run off a big spool about high, that's so high, and it had ends about like that too on it. They fill up them spools, and that went that time they go up to what they call a walk mill, up and down south. Yeah, and that was all in the walk mill, was a pretty big thing, you know. So many of them spools were running together, had big frames up there. It was pretty running, that walk mill was. And then it run all down into Winterbone, a big as far as my arm, just a thread. And that was baled then into big bales, big bales. That's where they sold it.
Did they have a weave mill there? Did they do any weaving?
Yes, they had elevator.
No, weaving.
And what?
Did they have any weaving there?
They do weaving? Did they have looms?
No, they did have a loom shed. No. I never did know anything about weaving.
Did they have mostly, was it men or women working there? Mostly women?
Well, both. The spinning was run most by women, girls. They made a women long then. The young girls would work, but now, for a good long bit, finished high school, they go to school in Pittsburgh now. We used to have a real good school building here, but I got to where they wanted enough to have a high school, so they moved it all to Pittsburgh. But now all the Bowman people go to Pittsburgh school. They put a caramel thing on a truck, on the buses. But the time a girl finish high school over there now, they can get a job somewhere else. And they don't go to the mill. It's a long time since a girl or boy, either young, they go to the mill. Now they get them from the country, and they work a good many niggers down there now. There were a lot of them from Pittsburgh. So.
But not when you were working there, there were no black people working there? Were any black people working at the mill when you worked there?
No, they didn't. No. Oh, sure didn't. Not till this company took over here. They didn't until I say that this company leased it. They've had it about 5 years. All been in the color. Yeah, except some men on the outside. They kept things going on the outside. Usually they have about 2 colored men that worked on the outside. They worked inside. No, they sure didn't in them days. But like I say, the young people would go to work when they got old enough. But for a long time now, they didn't do that. And most of this work down there now is older people.
What jobs would men do in the mill when you were young?
Men worked in the card room. Mostly in the card room.
And women did spinning and spooling?
Women and the spinning and the spooling. And the boys done the dolphin.
Try going on what she did with her money.
When you brought your money home, did they pay you once a week or?
Once a month.
Once a month?
At that day and time.
What would you do with your money when you brought it home?
Well, it's paid off down at the office. At that time it was paid in money. Of course, for a long time it's been paid in checks. And you get them cashed in the cashing. At that time it was money. But all that I got, of course, I was scared to my mother. I wouldn't think about keeping it. No, never. I never did as a girl. If I needed anything, she always got it for me.
Like if you needed a new hat to wear to church or a dress, she'd get it for you?
Yes, she would. Yes, she would. She was real good. She was good.
Did she make your clothes?
No, Sometimes, but most of the time, there was a lady here that done the sewing. She made me several dresses after I got grown.
Who was that?
But.
Do you remember the lady who sewed your clothes?
They sewed to Miss Bynum, most of them, mine. Miss Nora Bynum.
Was she the wife of Mr. Bynum who worked in the mill?
Well, she was the wife of Mr. Luther Bynum, who looked after the hill at that time. And she had, part-time he run a store down there. Well, she kept a cook in the kitchen. Was your other soul, and she kept a cook in the kitchen. She had two children, nine nice children. But after he died, she left you in the old house over there now. Good old house, too, that they lived in. She went to Durham. Both her children was raised at that Durham. And Henry Bynum, Jeff Bynum was the boy.
When
the girl's
you were,
been dead a long time.
When you were here and working in the mill, what did people do for fun? Did they ever get together and have any kind of...
Oh, yes, they did. The grown ones did, which I didn't know of. I think Edgar, my brother's been to many a dance and party, things like that.
Where would they have dances?
And through the country. And he kept all the time after he was grown, he had a horse and a buggy. And a lot of times some girl with him. They married a mighty nice girl. There's a family cook shed. Miss Cook, her husband died. Left with five girls.
How old were people usually when they married?
Oh, about like they would now. In a way of 18, 20, anywhere along there.
Was your brother Edgar a bit older when he married?
Yes, he'd have been in his early 20s when he married. Oh. Yeah.
Did you ever go to dances yourself?
I did once or twice. the dances they had then, somebody would call figures, and they danced maybe eight or six in a row in the crowd. They danced around and around like that. It wasn't just tap dancing.
Would they ever have dances in town?
No, they didn't. The dances they had was through the country. I enjoyed it. And they won't drink in the cutting up. No, they didn't do anything dirtier than dances either. Without music.
Did they ever have people get together in town and play music or?
Well, they had a band share for a good long time. Once boys, one with the guitar, Frank and that was one with the guitar. Some with the fiddle, some with the banjo, and the same thing, some with the organ, just old-fashioned organ that played. They made music here that way a lot of times. Just fun, in somebody's house.
They just sit in the living room and play?
Yes, they'd be in the living room. Well, won't be no dancing and nothing like that going there. Just having fun, enjoying the music.
When the mill was working on 12-hour shifts, when would people get together like that? Would they do it on Saturday night?
Well, a lot of times on Saturday night, yes, they did. A lot of times, and a lot of times, well, children would play together down the hill a lot of times, games at night, evening, things like that. Oh, they fed all right. They fed all right.
Did you want your boys to go to work in the mill? Or did you ever tell your boys?
The boys.
Yeah. Did you want them to? What did you want them to be when they?
Well, they did work in the mill some. My boys, Now Carey down here, out here, he didn't. He worked a while, but he was off at school part of the time, right some other time. Time he got to back home from that, then he didn't work in the mill anymore. He worked with the state part time under the highway, things like that. Well, he always had a pretty good job. And then after he got grown, decided he wanted to marry a girl he had found. going to the store. Well, he'd been running the store down there now 50 years, this last June, since he went in that store down there, and it's still going. But it's a little store, the little building you see outside. That was just what they call the old place. And then he had that, all that rock building built. He had it done himself. He owns it yet. And he owns it, a nice lot of land. And so, but his health is just almost give out. He's 72 years old now. He's 72. Frank's 70. On down the line. So Louis now.
He's a baby.
Yeah, he'll have a birthday in October. And he'll be 67.
Right. He told me he worked in the mill and then he quit working.
He worked in the mill a while, but he didn't like it neither.
Why not?
So he, well, I don't know, he just didn't like it. All of them didn't like mill work. Now Frank and Luke Vernon helped to the mill work. And then they become the overseers. The old Vernon was overseer a long time before he retired. And Frank the same way. They worked till they retired, both of them.
Did your daughter like working in the mill?
Well, that's what she does. She worked in the mill all the time.
Did she ever get to be the forelady or anything like that?
No, she just don't. That's where it finally married, and they didn't get along so well together. So, several years. He was in a war, though. Her husband was in this, like that, the Second World War for 2 years.
I was going to ask you if anyone from Bynum went to fight in World War I. Do you remember that?
I had a brother that was in World War I. Yes, I did. And another boy, Atwater boy, I know. And now there was two.
How did you feel about them going off to fight?
Oh, it was bad. Of course it was bad. He had a girlfriend, my brother did. When he was in the 13th Artillery, he's in there for 2 years.
Did he go overseas?
Yes, they did. And so they come back to Raleigh one time. The Earth War was over. They was going to march, and they at Raleigh, this regiment. So we went down there, seen them come in and marched.
How did you get to Raleigh? Did you take a car to Raleigh or?
A car.
An automobile or?
Yes, there was a car shed then. By that time, there were several of them had cars. A bunch of went in together. I went down, seen it.
Were you proud of him when you saw him marching?
Well, I was glad to see him. Oh, of course, he'd been gone. Yeah, so he couldn't, wasn't supposed to turn his head. But the several of them standing close by, especially his girlfriend. And he turned his head. You could see, he cut them eyes around the sleeve. But he'd been dead now a long time.
You said several people went off to fight in World War II. How did you feel then when they left?
Louise had she had one child, and he is in that war. And he had a hard time. He's living, he's in Raleigh now. Man, his name's Manly too. But, you know, got my nice. Bill's Aunt Roger has a good job.
Which one is this? Is this Louise's son? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking now about Frank's boy.
What's his name?
His name's Manly.
Manly.
We call him Manly. When he left here, he took another name. His name was Robert Manly. And when he left here, he took Bob for his name.
Oh.
And told anybody knowing his name with us, she'd find him. He's known everywhere else by Bob Durham. But he made a mighty nice man. Yes, he has.
Those men who went off to fight in World War II, when they came back, did they have trouble settling down in Bynum? Did they want to leave?
No, not in World War II, but in World War I, they did. They didn't have any favor in this world when they left, when they was turned loose in World War I. No, they didn't. But
what do you mean they didn't get any favor in
they didn't have any job, and nobody didn't help them to have a job. And, well, no, they didn't. They didn't give them any money when it was over with. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Just turn them loose. Do the best you can. That's what they know. And my brother, before he ever got a job, he went to Akron, Ohio, and worked in a rubber plant. First job he got.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't get work around here?
No, he couldn't get any work around here. No. There wasn't anything for him to do.
Was that right at the time that the mill burned
and
down?
And he had education enough that they had done good work. No, that wasn't right that time. No,
the mill burned in 1916.
No. Oh, in 16. So
but he finally got a better job and finally married the same girl.
Why couldn't he work in the mill here? Were they just not hiring people at that time?
Oh, he could have worked in the mill, but he didn't want to go back to the mill. He wanted a better job than that. And
I see.
So, like I say, he'd been to school and got enough education to put him in a better place than that. So he finally went to Raleigh, working in the post office, the last work there.
This is your brother?
That was my brother.
Right. What was his name?
D-Moore was his name. D.
D?
D-Moore. Yeah. I'm proud of my brothers. They were all good men. They sure was. And Wilmore was the last one that died at Salisbury. And he was 89 when he died. But he made a mighty nice man. Worked in office for many years when he died.
Of your whole family, how many lived their whole lives in Bynum? And how many moved away from Bynum? Edgar lived in Bynum.
After
they got grown.
Yeah. Well, about every one of them left around Bynum. The boys. Edgar didn't.
Right.
The oldest brother, because he was superintendent here for a long, long time. Didn't have any work after he was retired from being a superintendent. You know, he just stayed around home. But they lived in Pittsburgh. That time they moved to Pittsburgh. They had to get out of the superintendent's house, one thing. Let another one come in there. They moved to Pittsburgh. And then I had a brother named Robert that run the store for a long time. He'd been dead now, it'd been a while.
Did he die in Bynum?
Yes, he died right up here, you know, right on the highway. That big white house is where they live. He's got a son and a daughter living there yet. His wife's dead though now.
Did you have any sisters?
Yeah, I had. There was four of the girls. Yeah, I've got two sisters dead, one are living.
Where did they live?
They lived after
they got grown.
They lived just here at Bynum. The oldest sister, though, never did marry.
Mm-hmm.
She was just somehow one of that kind never did marry, that's all I know.
What did she do?
She worked in the mill, she worked in the mill. But till the last years. And then the other sister was young, and she'd been there. She died young. She died in her 40s. But she left six children, and five of them living right here at Bynum.
What did she die of in her 40s?
Really died of the cancer. Terrible death. She had a terrible death. Sure did. But I felt sure she was ready to go. One of her boys lives right down in this house. Another one of them lives right down a little lower. And then another one lives up here on the road. She got four boys.